everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Thursday, January 18th, 2006. And I am your host. And with me is, well, not Breck Friday, because we're apparently having Big Fatty Overload, but instead is someone who you may be familiar with. It is...
Hola, chicos. It's the other O, Omar.
What's up, Omar?
It's like... hey, man. How's it going?
Word to your mother.
I'm good. Yeah, word. True that, true that, true that. No, I'm good. I recorded my own show later, and I was trying to watch these yummy little half-naked French boys on The Man I Love movie.
Lord.
You get that? And let them know that I want a pepperoni and sausage pizza.
Hi, Larry Vader here. I'm going to need the extra sesame chicken tonight. Sorry. Sorry about that, everyone. I was expecting that call, but we're just going to ignore her. Okay.
Why don't you mute her?
I just did.
Something good.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so what's up? What's going on? Well, you were recording your show. I've already gotten your show.
Oh, Lord. Well, then you'll know about what happened with the sesame chicken.
Oh, well, I haven't listened yet, but it has come in.
Well, I know. I don't, let's see. What can I talk about that I didn't talk about already? Is it raining there?
No, but it is about five. Why won't my iPod pause? It is like 5 degrees below zero with 50 mile an hour winds.
Yeah, it's pretty breezy here, and not in the good kind of way.
Yeah, she ain't no fun up in her. In fact, you know, my cats have their own exit. Because I'm
well, you know,
gay.
They've got their little booties. I would imagine they would have their own exit.
They do have a cat door. Like, my sliding glass door doesn't close all the way because I put this glass door extension in that has, like, a flap for the cats to go outside. And onto the deck that is screened in.
So that's a pussy flap?
It is a pussy door, flap. It's like a clitoris, if you will, and some vaginal lips. Well, even though I haven't had the cats for a month, like, it's a pain in the ass to take it out, so I left it in. So there's like one little area near the bottom of that where it's not quite in there right, and so, like, there's a teeny little crack, which really doesn't make a difference because it's Charleston and the weather isn't that extreme. Honey, how about the vertical blinds were blowing halfway up to the ceiling this afternoon when I got home?
Good Lord. It was like that commercial with, like, old man Winter, like, blowing into that lady's,
Honey, I thought I had left the door open up in her when I left today. I was like, oh, my God, what's going on? And I walk over, and it's this teeny tiny little slit where you could see light, you know? She was
fierce. Afraid of those small slits, honey.
Oh, I know I am. Don't you worry. I don't know. So I came... Listen to this. Listen to my night. The story of my night, right?
All right. Well, I did think of something to talk about. Speaking of things that shouldn't be there, but go on ahead. Tell
okay,
me about
you can.
Night.
Here, write that down. Write that down because we'll need something to come back to in a minute. when I tell the story, I'll be done. Like, that's it.
Well, let it out, Miss Hardy.
So I come up in her, and I'm like, my roommate still ain't here, and she sure does owe me $423. So she needs to come home soon so I can put that in my checking account.
To pay the mortgage.
Honey, the mortgage check had to be mailed. That's why she needs to get her Zoom with it. And
mailed? You can't pay that mess online.
And
I'm giving you that as I have to walk down to the leasing office and pay a check because that's a whole other issue.
Right.
How about they try to give me some kind of rentpayment.com or some bullshit? How about you got to pay a $14.95 fee?
Oh, I know.
To
I
pay
know.
Your rent. And I'm like, excuse me, if you wanted to use, like, your debit card or your Visa
yeah,
card.
Oh, yeah. My ours, when they tried that at the first place where I guess my second apartment in college. How about she was more like $40?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And I'm like, well, girl, you ain't losing that much money.
Right. At some point, they were trying to charge me, like, 6% of the rent or something like that. And I was like, of the amount that you would – I'm like, excuse me?
Well,
I was like, this is a convenience for you.
Right, right. Actually,
but anyway.
Yeah, and so, honey, if they've got a credit card program charging them 6%, they ain't got a very good one. So it's usually 4. But so anyway, my point
is. No,
they
were charging me 6%.
That's what I'm saying. Usually, like, for them to run a credit card costs them 4% of what they run. But
so they're trying to make a profit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Please
2%.
Continue.
2%. So I come up in her and I was like, well, I am going to warm up last night's dinner. I have to cook a little bit to go with it. So let me just go in my bedroom and put on my comfortable pajamas.
Yeah, go into your bedroom and put on your comfortable pajamas.
So I get back here.
Oh, wait.
I won't need those on. I get back here and the phone rings and it's my friend, the Blatt. And I'm like, hello, Larry Vader speaking.
The Black?
Blatt, B-L-A-T-T, the Blatt.
Oh, I was like, Lord, if you call your one black friend the Black, I'm going to have some issues.
Oh, no, honey. No, I've got more than one black
friend.
I've got way more than one black friend. Anyway, so the Blatt was like, hey, I have something to tell you. And I'm like, oh, God, what could it be? You know? And she's like, I just rode Expedition Everest at Animal Kingdom, and it was fabulous. And I said, well, and I hate you, so have a nice day, and almost hung up the phone. And that's
did they kill any rhinos or giraffe on the way? Because, you know,
it's, no, this is
in problems with
the
that.
Mystical or the magical land or whatever is going to come next. And it's a Yeti is what's after you, and it's a big roller coaster, and it's brand new, and today was the first day open to cast members only. And his boyfriend is Animal Kingdom cast. So, anyway, they
and
went
cast
and wrote
members
it.
Out there, those are employees of Walt Disney World, because you're all putting on a show, so you're a member of the
you're
cast.
You're on stage. That's correct.
You're on,
you
stage.
On stage.
You're not an employee. Disney does not have employees.
No, they have cast members.
Cast members.
Bitches don't
want to
hire me.
The only reason I know
that's
this
fine,
is
whatever.
Because...
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, I grew up in Orlando, Florida.
I know. You never offered to go there with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we'll go there on our honeymoon since
no, we've
you
already
obviously
planned
weren't
that.
Feeling too frisky and you weren't too frisky in Savannah anyway. So
Lord.
Maybe we'll get you alive and well in Orlando. But no, when I was in high school, I had to drive all the way out to Disney because, you know, she ain't in Orlando. She way out in Kissimmee.
Right.
Kiss me.
That'd be the Reedy Creek Improvement District. Anyway.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And I went to the casting center, and it was all serious. There's like all these gazillion million people trying to apply for a job. And I applied for a job, and I had a little interview, blah, blah, blah. Well, I did not have the Disney look. And they decided that it would be in their best interest not to hire Omar.
What?
Yes,
is this because
I do not have the Disney look, quote unquote. I do not have the Disney look, and apparently they just thought I was ugly and not like middle, you know, not like America cheesy. Guess what?
Pale, pasty, fat, and white.
Whatever it was, they didn't think I had it. So
well, the first
time hire me, so I know what a cast member is because
okay.
I've never been one.
Okay, well, my friend Blatt is a cast member and. But he does not work at the Animal Kingdom. He did, though. He used to. And she is a little higher up than that now. So she got to ride that. And then so I'm like, okay, well, whatever, bitch. Don't rub it in. And
oh, are you
like,
trying to say she work in the office?
Well, right. She work in the office.
She work, girl, she work in the office. She don't work out there talking to the people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I need
How's
one of those shock mounts.
How's that decaf tea working for you?
That tea is
I know. The shock mounts are
fierce. Fierce tea. I needed that. It's decaf, though. No.
Is it decaf Earl Grey?
Decaf English breakfast. I'm out of Earl Grey. Don't worry. It will be purchased next time. Earl Grey. Hot.
tea. No. Earl Grey. Hot.
Yes. Where was I? I don't even know. Oh, so I talked to him, and he's like, okay, I'm at TGI Fridays to meet, you know, my boyfriend and his roommate. I'll talk to you later. And I said, okay. And so then my phone rang, and it was my, we'll just call her the mother, my office manager, who was trying to install the mother, who was trying to install her DSL up at home. And she has some sort of question, and I'm like, girl, I don't know. I don't have DSL. I've never installed it. Oh, Lord. So yeah, Barbara was on the phone and oops. anyway, so
tell me what the mother's DSL problem was.
Well, I don't know, but I just know I hung up the phone and I sure did. Shut up. Shut up. God damn it. I've got to edit the show now.
Tell me what Teresa said now.
Now, what Teresa has said was blah, blah, blah. And Miss Horty said, I do not know.
Girl, plug the Ethernet from the DSL modem into your computer.
Apparently, sure it's more complicated than that. But
is it Windows?
No, she's got an iBook from the office. We de-supply.
Are you kidding? All she has to do is plug her in.
But you have to set up the some something or another. Big Fatty did as well when he got it. I was like, call
DHCP, honey.
I think it was another step. I really do think it was a little bit more than that, but it shouldn't be. But I think it was. I was like, yeah, call Big Fatty. You know, like just call Big Fatty. He did it. If he could do it, Lord, anybody can do it.
Lord have mercy. Big Fatty followed some 1 through 12 instructions. You know. A monkey could do it.
Right. But how about, oh, Lord. How about she was all beep-a-beep-a, and I was like, mm-hmm. And she hung up, and how about Miss Horty passed out in the bed for 2 hours almost.
Oh, you had a little mini coma then.
I did. Don't think the real one's not about to happen all over again.
I'm not about to fall out after I record this mess either.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have got the South Carolina Coal Mine Directors Association meeting at the Coal Mine Conference Center tomorrow.
All right.
So I have in the past.
That sounds like, you know what? That sounds like so much fun.
Oh, well, you know what the funny thing is? You know, the directors of the coal mines across the state are mostly, well, they're all straight. Bless their hearts, you know, straight older folk, and mostly men, because you know how many coal mines are really run by the women's.
The women have to stay at home and like cry and try to be on CNN and find out that their husbands are dying in like the middle of the town square with CNN's cameras blaring in their faces.
Right, right. So
as sad as that is,
but when they have this conference, they have it twice a year in the summer and in the winter. And the winter one is always at our coal mine because we have the newest facilities, and they like to come to Charleston pretty much. It's the only reason it's here. Well, how about
– it's not at the Riviera Theater across from
– She is not.
On King Street.
There aren't that many coal mines in South Carolina.
oh, I see. All right. But you can check out that picture at theotherO.com.
I know. You can. If you want to hear Welcome more about Omar and hear his show, and you've never heard me mention it before, you can go to theotherO.com.
That's right.
Anyway, how about they plan the whole thing themselves? They won't let any of the office staff help with the planning. So can you imagine what happens when about 50-plus-year-old straight men and the other 10 about that old straight women try to put together something like this?
You know what? I have one thing to say to that.
Say it.
The horror.
Oh, my God. It's ruined.
The horror. So, okay, guys, we're going to do a breakout session. Okay, now, everybody, pretend that you're on the 40, the 40-yard line. Okay, this is going to be, you know, it's like, huh?
Right.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Well, so today, as I'm getting ready to leave about 5:15, I said, hey, Hat. And he said, hey, Larry. And I said, I'm leaving. And he said, I saw your signs you made. Thanks a lot. Those are really nice. And I said, well, you know, how about she had got the acronym wrong in the wording she told me to put on the sign. At least I realized it was the wrong acronym, right?
So it was like LCF instead of LFC.
Right. Something very similar to that. I don't know who could have made that.
Come check us out at LCF.
Right. Anyway, and so I said, you did set up that conference room, right? Or you did have Coke, and that's the name of our custodian, Coke. I'm not kidding, Coke.
Coca-Cola?
Well, he goes by Coke. And I was like, you did have
Coke. You're my best friend.
Right. I said, you did have him.
Come on, driving Miss Daisy. Come on, no one gets that. Coke, you're my best friend. No, you are.
Get it. I used to run down. Anyway, I won't go into my driving Miss Daisy story.
You used to be a Jewish lady riding in the back seat of a black man driving.
Just this past week.
I bet. That's right. In San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. I was up in the back, and I was like, driving Miss Horty. Mm-hmm.
Driving Miss Horty with her wig on.
She did not have a wig. Well.
Belting out some Rent.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that to you guys. But anyway, so my point being, this Schmiff starts up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
525,000.
Take me, Horty. Oh. Or leave me. Mm. Mm. Yeah.
I wasn't going to start with all that. But.
Well, that's an inside joke, y'all. But no.
Take me or leave me.
Well, this diva needs her stage.
Oh, I know you do. I know that you do.
No, how about... They hadn't set the room. He said the room set up just fine. And I said, really? Because when I was in there, it was set up for 22. He's like, no, 35 people can fit around that. And I was like, girl, she got 22 chairs. How you going to fit 35? Like, I don't get it.
And most of y'all are fat. So.
Right. And their desk, their two-person desk. You can't be putting four people to a two-person. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just don't work that way.
Oh, I know.
And he was just
like when I do a software training and they're like, oh, you know, we don't have a projector. We'll just, like, sit around somebody's desk. I'm like, you want to have six people sit around one person's computer for me to show them how to do something? Yeah, it doesn't work.
It really doesn't. So, anyway, you know, I have been their featured speaker before.
I'm sure you had something really interesting to talk about, you know.
I gave a
digging
present.
In the caves, you know.
Well, I
like
actually.
Oscar Wilde down in those caves talking to those miners.
Mm. Mm.
Oh, those little boys were cute.
Whew. They ain't little boys. Those are men. The miners are men. The miners are men.
You know what? Aid to the man, honey. Aid to the man.
Okay, so you have something you have wanted to tell up in her.
Well, I don't know that it was that good, but okay, the other day I was eating at Moe's.
Right.
I know y'all know what Moe's is.
You While your friend was watching you eat.
Right, she watched me eat, my friend Lisa.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and we're sitting there, and, well, first of all, there's this loud commotion of these, like, 18 kids. It was like Shirley brought all her children in. I mean, it was like, good Lord, and they finally left. And right, okay, when there's like this little salsa station where you get your salsa.
Ooh, I love the green salsa. Mm. The tomatillos.
I like the chunky and I like the spicy, but sometimes I put some of the spicy up into the chunky and kind of make my own spicy chunky. But anyway, to the right of that is the soda fountain.
Right.
And then to the right of that was like some other stuff, but then there was this big glowing purpley bluish panel light thing.
Okay.
And I'm like, no, that's a weird spot for a light. And it almost looked like stained glass. It was just kind of weird looking. And then Lisa's like, yeah, that's for the bugs. And I was like, are you serious? That's like the little bug lamp? So inside the Moe's, they have like this purple glowing bug lamp.
Have you never seen those?
Well, I mean, I've seen it, but I hadn't seen it inside the Moe's.
All of our like especially fast food here, they're everywhere in fast food restaurants.
Those bug lamps?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, Lisa, why don't they put it over the salsa bar so that, you know, if you're – and she's like, do you really want to be getting salsa and hear, you know, bzz, bzz. You know that. Lord. People be dropping salsa like, oh, shit, what was that?
And they have to be like, I know. That's quite humorous, actually. Ha, ha, ha.
Down in South Kakalaki, the mosquitoes are the size of like a small dog.
Did
so
you see any while you was up in her?
Actually, I didn't. It was gorgeous when I was in South Kakalaki.
Well,
Charleston was pure for...
By a time... And we need to talk about when you're coming to visit. I know you're coming in February, but we need to discuss another weekend. Because...
Oh, that's not going to work for you?
No, that's perfect. But after that, like the time after that...
All right.
I know. Well, we'll have to discuss Lord. That with the air. I just have some ideas.
Oh, is that...
Well,
oh, do you now?
But it may not happen if our second honeymoon goes according to plan. So everybody's
good
like,
Lord.
But we're not going to tell anybody y'all, we're going on a second honeymoon.
No. It's hard to have an internet husband, y'all. I'll tell you.
It's rough.
It is hard.
She
it's
is rough.
Rough. Miss Girl has all kinds of expectations, and she wants me to do all these things. Talk about, girl, take the weekend of the 16th off, man. We going to go somewhere.
But we're going to do it via Skype. Is that okay?
But we going to Skype you in. Just Skype it in, honey. Skype it in.
Oh, nerd.
Well, I am trying to coordinate a work trip so that I can have the company pay for my stay in Charleston, and then I'll just fly back on, like, Saturday or Sunday, and that way we can, like, hang out.
No, that's perfect. I'm very excited about it. I have requested some time off from the coal mines and all sorts of stuff. But I am trying to save
I know you got to put in that little slip.
You do know I have to put in that goddamn slip.
You can't just say, oh, hey, by the way, I have like 100 vacation days because I work here at the coal mine.
Right.
I'm just going to take the 13th off or whatever the hell the day it is. No, you got – girl, get out the form. Is it a triplicate or a duplicate?
Duplicate. It's only duplicate.
And you give one sheet and you keep the other – oh, you keep the pink copy, I'm sure, right?
I keep whatever – whichever one's on the bottom. Yes, I keep that one.
I'll keep that in mind. That you like the bottom.
No comment from Miss Horty. Because y'all,
this show's all of a sudden just got good.
Everybody's like, damn, he gets Big Fatty off the air and it's good.
All of a sudden this show is good, y'all.
Even
Miss Horty.
Miss Horty is half dead. She is still just telling y'all how she do. Speaking of the coal mine.
Don't worry. I can accommodate you. Go ahead.
I bet you can.
Well, she lost her cup. Watch. Don't spill the tea now.
No, that was me moving some keys that was on the
desk.
It's
hot. That's some hot tea.
Well, I've already spilled it all over my living room.
Well, don't spill it on your delicates, all right?
I know. That would be terrible. Horrible.
It would be a crying shame.
So how about I get an e-letter from the mine IT director. Now, y'all, she sent it after she knew we was at home.
Oh.
Because she didn't want to get busted and called on it. Because, you know, nobody's... Oh. Or either set Outlook to send it later.
So basically she sent it at 5:03 p.m.
Oh, no, I was there. No, it was like 5:15 or later. Because I left about then.
Oh, people don't like boogie out of there before 5.
Yeah. I mean, it depends who
don't
you
think
are.
I'm not shutting down some Outlook and trying to wrap her up like 4:40.
Don't even pretend like you stay past 4. Y'all, she's like, it's a long walk to the car, and then I got to go to the gym, and then I got to
beat traffic. From being in traffics. Mm-hmm. I don't mind telling you that the traffic on 400 is a hot mess.
I know that you don't.
I squeeze so. Right on through. I
know. Don't traffic. Even. We're chit-chatting on the internet some days, and she's like, "I got to go," and I'm like, "It's 4:00. I got to go home."
Whatever, bitch. It's like 4:40, and I'm like, "Okay, I gotta go."
No.
Half the time, you're like, "I ain't that far behind you."
No, I'm shutting her down, okay? Yeah. No. Seriously, though, how about it said, dear miners, this was only for the administrative miners.
Of course. The people that work up in the front office.
Right, the front office of the mine. And it said, as you know, it says, I don't remember exactly the text, and I've deleted it from this computer already, but it essentially said, remember that asshole IT director we used to have? Yeah, he quit. And I'm in charge now. And so this e-letter system you've been using for the past 6 to 12 years, that really still works quite well, and there's nothing wrong with it, and it's pop, but that's okay. And there's even a great webmail component. Yeah, we don't like that anymore. So within the next 90 days, we're going to make y'all all start using Microsoft Exchange.
Oh, not Exchange.
And I was like, how is she going to send this when she knows we are gone? You know what I'm saying? So,
well, that's exactly precisely why she sent it at that time.
So, you know, the first thing I did, I got right on up on the internet with Extra Special Chris and said, I don't know anything about this Exchange except I know enough not to like it. Is it going to work with my computer? And she said, well,
and
maybe.
And he said, hell no.
He's like, actually, he really actually said good things about Exchange. So,
Well, we have Outlook 2003 at work, and that's got an okay web site. Like, we can log in remotely
right.
on the web without being logged in.
That's probably
system.
Exchange, isn't it? I mean, isn't that how that what Exchange does? I don't know. Like, it has to do something with syncing calendars, and because everybody, like our bigwigs that travel a lot, selling coal.
We have shared calendars.
Yeah,
our team has a shared calendar.
That's Exchange. I'm pretty sure that's Exchange. That's what Exchange does.
But is it 2003?
I don't know. Hell if I think that's the last Exchange that came out.
And don't nobody care to listen to this, but anyway.
I know, including the one who's talking about it, because he's just mad. And I was like, it is going to work with Mail up on the Apple, right? And he said, yeah, because it's IMAP compatible. And I do kind of like the iMac mails, you know, like
I like the new iMacs too. I like those new iMacs, girl. They're flat and they sit up on that little stand. They're cute.
Look fabulous sitting Mouse. Right next to a Snowball mic.
They'd look fabulous and sitting up. I'm telling you, those G5 iMacs that are out now, 20-inch, like something gigahertz G5. What?
Oh, like, honey, they've got Intel ones though.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, that would be blazing faster than my, you know, still love you, baby. Still love you,
right.
Tybo.
Caress her, so caress her.
Caress?
Yeah, don't.
Caress to impress.
And I would say you might be
touching. That's right. I'm touching my tie book as though I was touching you right now.
Bitch, how are you touching the tie book? You laid up on the couch.
Extended, honey. I got the extension. Okay. I flipped open Miss Lounge. I got the chaise component of my leather sofa.
Oh,
and don't
Lord.
Think I'm not trying to hold this microphone stand as I... Hold on, let me drink a little bit more of this Castaño.
Oh, hold Lord. Rub it in.
Oh, I am feeling quite fabulous.
I can tell. How about y'all? I was chit-chatting with her up on the internet, and she couldn't even type straight. She was all like, blah, 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 and
Me or you?
You.
What do you mean? I typed just fine.
It was all discombobulated, and then I make one little error. I make one error.
Let me go back and look at some transcripts. Let me go back and look at some transcripts on this right here. Teresa, well, you pull up the transcript from Larry Vitt earlier today. Thank you, honey. Yeah. Jerome, get me another glass of wine. Thank you. I'm sorry. Hello, we're back on the air. I've got a very busy crew. Very busy crew here.
While you're doing that, wait, I have something I need to talk about that I completely forgot about real quick in the last couple minutes.
Well, then get to step.
All right. I had a fabulous package at the coal mine waiting on me from Soy Candles by Phoebes.
Well, all right.
And so I want to send a special shout out to the one and only Mr. Mike Hip. How you doing? And Mike had sent me the two candles I ordered, which were the Sandalwood and the Ski Lodge. And then because he likes me, he sent a third candle that I didn't have to pay for. And it was the Red Currant scented candle.
The Red Currant.
Currant.
Red currant.
Well, y'all, let me tell you. Okay,
she's fruity, isn't she?
No, it's that spicy. It's kind of like a, you know.
I thought red currant was more like
sweet. A blackberry. Well, I thought so too, but she's got a kind of like a spicy kick to her. I like it. It's pungent.
She knows you like those spicy reds.
I know. You know I do. Just like you like the spicy red heads. No.
It's just all those, like, freckles on their shoulders. Fair skin and freckly shoulders.
Right,
delicious.
Right. Delicious. I'm glad you like the freckly shoulders. Did y'all see Miss Horty's freckly shoulders in the video I put up for today?
Delicious.
I was trying not to show anybody any more than the freckly shoulders.
I know. I was kind of waiting to see a little bit more than that. I was like, well, can we put this camera a little lower?
It was on purpose.
You're almost there. A little lower.
Well, I did show Big Fatty in his underpants.
And let me tell you, that was more than needed to be seen.
I loved it.
Because Big Fatty's getting ready, and it was like hair, wall of hair in the front, wall of hair in the back. Big Fatty don't care. He's trying to find his belt, walking around, you know, looking all around that video.
And Miss Horty's like, let me just film you.
When she films, herself, she's got the camera pointing at like Pluto, trying to get up way up in the head. Don't get nothing but a little sliver of her shoulder.
Right, and that was on accidente.
I'm sure.
But before we talk more about that,
you did look cute in your glasses.
See, but I squint in my glasses, and so.
Well, why? You look cute in your little glasses.
I don't know, but I squint in them. I guess because I don't ever wear them. But I did wear them the day after my birthday. Because I was a bit hungover.
Because you had one contact on one side of town and the other contact on the back porch of that bar y'all went to.
Right.
Speaking of, I need to call Big Fatty. Hold on. Let me call Big Fatty. Ask him a couple questions.
Ask Curse a question. Trip. The thing is, that poor Big Fatty is all upset because, y'all, she don't know. And she don't know what happened in San Francisco. And it's driving her crazy not to know what happened. Poor thing.
Well, I think there's lots of things that he did that don't nobody want to know about.
Correct. Though he told us more than we really did want to know, so.
I saw more of Big Fatty's back hair than I ever needed to know about. That's
true.
That's a personal reflection.
Well, I hope y'all like that video. I put it together when I was near coma state, so.
You're like the editor falling asleep at the computer?
Right. I mean, honest to God, I was. And, so that's
why it was really cute, actually. I really liked it. I thought it was good. And the quality, I'm sorry, I think the quality was great.
Well, you know what? I was watching it today at the coal mine because I subscribed to my own self there. So I can see what it looks like.
Of course, you get one more number out of that feed burner feed. You
better
know?
Believe it. And, but when you compress it down for the iPod, it like lowers the frames per second and everything. And it was...
Hence compressing it.
Yeah. And it was kind of jumpy anyway. But when you do that, it really makes the camera shake bad. So I might have to start putting up an iPod formatable version and then a MOV file on the website that isn't so compressed. Because I really can't... I didn't want to watch that.
Well, I think that the only part that was like really, really shaky was when you were walking in Union Square and that really hot guy with the great ass came out of the little subway. And what's funny is that the camera went by him and I was like, damn, who was that guy? And then you guys are – and then Big Fatty's all like, oh, look at that guy. And you were like, on it. I'm already on it. You're like –
well, you heard me go, ooh, whenever I saw him the first time and the camera went by. If you go back to that part,
nice.
It sort of goes, ooh, and tried to keep going.
Nice.
But oh, Lord, she was hotter.
Try to hold your composure.
Girl, there wasn't nothing held up.
Try to hold that composure.
What I really wanted to show y'all was Big Fatty almost falling off that cable car, but I didn't get that on the video so good.
It was sort of like, Big Fatty is in San Francisco.
Right. It was the Big Fatty. Well, we.
It was like the Big Fatty San Fran explosion.
That's an understatement.
Colon explosion.
Yeah. He did have to do the colon dance one time while we were out there.
Now, do you not – I mean, is he getting plowed by these, like, thunder cocks that he can't, like, control his sphincter? It always seems like he's having to control his, you know, his sphincter.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know that that's the case so much.
Is he just getting regularly plowed in the sling that he can't just – you know, the muscles just need a little bit more time. I guess when you're that old, it's probably surprising that the muscles actually clench up at all.
Right, and he does take all that damn fiber. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, fiber's really important for,
and
every,
it is,
for all of us.
But that really gets things moving, you know? And, I mean, I don't know. I think he might need to, but I don't know. And then there's all these shower heads that connect in the shower that Miss Horty don't want to know what they do.
Oh, don't tell me he's got the attachment wand with that little silver thing with the ball at the end. Oh, Lord. To do that personal shower enema.
I wouldn't.
So you were using like, oh, look, this place is – we staying at a nice hotel. We got two shower heads. we got a wand and a shower
no,
head.
No, honey.
Little did
she
you know that
had,
was up his
– How about the first thing we do when we get to the – he does, excuse me, when he gets to the hotel is he pulls that puppy out of the bag and runs into the bathroom to put it on. But they had locked the shower head on, so people like Big Fatty couldn't be doing that up in there.
I'm sure.
So he got mad and put it back
in his
bag.
Actually, I have seen that in hotels where they, like, secure the shower head.
Yeah, it was one of those nice ones too, so that's probably why they did.
Yeah, heaven forbid they put up a water pick. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Thank you. So anyway, well, you know what, baby? That was supposed to be fading
girl,
up.
Girl, poop it out. Chicken, poop it out. All right. Heavens to Murgatroyd. All right.
Well, you know.
I think we're at the end of the show.
Cha, cha, cha. But no, I do want to say thanks to Mike Hip. Those candles are fabulous. Like
I love his candles.
I mean, they have been. I got it yesterday when I got to the coal mine. How about they have been burning up in there nonstop? Yesterday was sandalwood, which smelled wonderful. And everyone complimented me except for the skull, who turned her nose up at it. So then I moved it closer to where it would get picked up by the air conditioning and circulate on up there.
Not that it's a fire hazard to burn a candle in an office building, but I'm just saying.
No, not at all. And then today I lit the red currant, especially in a coal mine office building, nonetheless.
Don't be lighting that red currant in a coal mine now. Watch out.
She was fabulous. So anyway, y'all, thanks for listening. You can get in touch with Omar. He's at theotherO.com. Larry at littlefatty.com. And I guess that's about everything.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show. You're welcome at the Other O Show anytime.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for being on there. I really appreciate it, even though I was half dead. Thanks a lot. So, it's people like you that make a difference.
Aw. Na, na, na.